Welcome, kids. That's better than, hey, guys, isn't it? Welcome, kids, to today's podcast. This is a show from 2021, one that I am very much looking forward to because it is a show involving Rob Gelfond and Bob Green. Now, as I recall, these two guys were rival grocers or something. But anyway, it says here that Rob Gelfond and Bob Green are interviewed by the panel concerning Friday's show. Ted Bell opens the patio at Ted's for food and booze. I think this is a pandemic move by Ted. Who's Rod Gelfond? I don't remember. Maybe I don't even care to remember. But we'll check it out right now on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California presents the world-famous...
Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, yeah. Why is this like the first time you guys have ever done this? I'm sorry, I got thrown off. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with me, General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray. Here is Phil Hendry.
Thank you, and we have a special in-studio guest. We're very happy to bring on here Rod.
Sit over here, Rod.
Thank you.
We have Rod Gelfond with us. Now, Rod was the announcer, and I know, General, you want to weigh in.
Well, I want to get some things clear, because I understand I was bounced off that show, and nobody told me.
I wouldn't call it being bounced off the show.
Well, I would, because I heard the show on Friday.
Yeah, you pretty much, you know.
All right, well, Rod, why don't you sit down?
Thank you.
So, Rod, as you know, folks, you'll recognize his voice. He does some in-studio announcing for us. He announces the breaks. You know, Rod, like...
I'll say, like, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
Exactly. Brought to you by...
Yeah, brought to you by... Well, I mean, I won't say what... Like, Sheath Underwear.
Exactly. How did you find yourself on Friday? We heard you on Bob Green Today.
I don't know how much I'm...
Go ahead and speak freely. It's Rod or Rob?
Rod.
Well, speak freely. Go ahead.
Okay, but Mr. Green said that I'm not supposed to talk.
You have my permission. Bob Green purchases airtime from us, so I'm ultimately the decision maker here. And I know if Bob's listening right now, that's got him running to the phone, frantically dialing.
Yeah, he's on right now. Yeah. I don't wear that kind of underwear, but it could be.
Is that him on the phone?
Yeah.
Give it to me, man. Bob, hold on for a minute, okay? Hey, Bob, hold on for a minute, all right? Bob?
He's up there.
Well, who are you talking to, man?
I'm talking to his secretary.
Why did she say hello to me?
Because I was talking to her about the sheets, about her underwear, and she's taking notes.
See, Mr. Henry, I don't want to criticize, but that's why I agreed to do the Bob Green show, because it seems he's a little more buttoned down, you know?
Oh, he's more buttoned down, huh?
I mean, that's...
Okay, it's all right. It's all right. You're entitled, man. So what happened? Did he call you?
Yeah, Mr. Green called me, and he said, I would like for you to do the announcing.
And why did he say that?
He said, am I...
Yeah, you can answer the general's question.
Okay.
You don't have to get permission. I'm one of the panelists on this show, Rob.
It's Rod.
I'm sorry, Rod. Okay.
Yeah, butcher a man's name.
Gotta get the man's name right.
I got his name right.
It's okay. He called me and he said that General Shaw, yourself, sir, you were too controlling, and he wanted to be able to say the things he wants to say and not have anybody lip it back, you know.
Oh, lip it back, huh?
Well,
so in other words, Bob said to you was that he wanted you to just be more of a yes guy?
Well, not a yes guy so much as go along with how he wants to do it, and he felt that General Shaw was getting all the laughs, you know?
Oh, so that's what it is.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, there was commentary that General Shaw, I mean, I'd seen some of the email, General Shaw was way more funnier and everything.
Yeah, so he thought he was getting all the laughs, and he thought that General Shaw was getting all the laughs, and that he needed to get some laughs.
Well, I didn't think that Bob Green Today is a comedy show. I thought it was a...
He said to me that, and I know I'm speaking for him, and he'll probably get, well, I probably can ascribe it better than he can because he gets a little nervous.
Oh, now, see, now you know what I was dealing with.
But I mean, what I'm trying to say is,
slow down. Here's some water.
Thank you. He will say that he wants to talk business. But then he heard that General Shaw was getting the laughs.
So in other words, he found out that I was getting all the laughs, Jesus.
All right, so he got jealous?
Yeah, so he said he was going to bounce General Shaw and put me in, and we'd have a system. And the system was basically the following. If there's anything he's doing that is wrong, don't say it to him, because that's what embarrassed him about General Shaw.
I tried to be as respectful. Hold, General, just hold on for a minute.
Hold on, General.
Hold what? Hold on, man.
Okay.
Hold what?
Hey, go ahead.
I forgot where I was.
You're talking about...
Oh, Mr. Henry, you just put your own finger up your nose.
I know, I almost pulled my nostril apart there. What are you trying to do?
My finger went up and glanced my nostril as it was going up to
gouge your own eye.
Well, it looks like you're trying to gouge out an eye.
No, man, I was moving my finger up to grab this cup. All right, here's where you are right now, so we can pick this up, Rod. You're talking about Bob wanting you on the show, and you had a system.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. We had a system. And he said, if there's anything I'm doing wrong, if anything you see, because you have broadcast experience, which I do, I don't have as much as you, Mr. Henry, but I've been an announcer on a number of shows, that...
What shows? General? Sorry.
Yeah, no, well, so anyway, I've been an announcer, and... He said, if I'm doing anything wrong, just point to what it is I'm doing wrong. And there are two things on a show, after the show ended, that he was angry. He said, I pointed my mouth because I thought he was talking too much, and I pointed at the open fly.
Because his fly was open at that time.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so, and that's exactly what he asked.
He wanted you to do that, right?
Yes, he did. And then all of a sudden he goes, why'd you do that? And I said, what? You told me.
Well, I heard the show, and just so you know, Rod, and is Bob calling in? Said, Bud, you keep looking at me.
Yeah, he's on the line.
He better be on that phone, man.
He is. I swear to almighty God, he is.
All right, but just hold on for a second. So,
told me to hold on. Yeah. 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 I guess you put your penis inside of it.
You do it. The phone. Bob, is that you? You're there. Okay, hold on for just a second, okay? I'm talking to Rod. I know you're pissed here, Bud.
Yeah, he's...
Bud, would you take it in another room or something? Bud, why don't you put the guy on hold? What do you got to talk to him for?
Sorry.
So I heard he piss off. Is he piss off or...
It doesn't matter, Rod. Don't worry. Go ahead.
So, he said he was mad at me because I pointed out that he talked too much and his fly was open. Because I was pointing at his fly. I pointed at my own crotch.
All right, so he says to point... He said to point at whatever's wrong on your own body.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't want his finger. Like, if I said you're talking too much, I'm not going to point at his mouth. I point my own mouth. I went, like that, you know?
All right. And when you say his fly was open.
It was. I mean, it probably didn't make no never mind because of the radio show, but it was in point of fact. And the fact of the matter was that the fly hung open, you know?
So you point at your own fly.
Yeah, that's what he wanted me to do.
And he got angry at you after the... Okay, Bud, I got it.
Yeah, he's still talking. Right. Well, you know.
Okay, man, I'm telling you right now. Okay, hold on.
All right, let me get the Robert Green on the line here. Bob Green from Fraser Foods. He is one of our sponsors, as you know, and he's also a good friend. And Bob is a prominent businessman in the Orange County area, and he joins us on our Newsmaker line here tonight. Bob was the host of Bob Green Today on Friday. So you're listening to this, Bob, and what is your comment?
What my comment is, and Rod, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Green.
What my comment is, yes, I said to Rod, first of all, I didn't know that you were going to have this gentleman on, Rod Belt.
My name is Rod Guilfoyle. You can't mess it up then, too.
See, here's what I find really, here's what I find rather irritating. The fact that this gentleman is on, giving you the blow-by-blow description of what he says happened on Friday, and you got me swinging in, wiping up the rear. And I have to ask myself, why...
Bob, that's not the case. The fact is, we have to get the story out one at a time, and it wouldn't make any sense listening to you first. We have to hear his story so you can respond.
All right, well, I thought I was talking to Mr. Henry.
Well, you're talking to me right now, okay?
Bob, Margaret's right, okay?
Margaret? God, did you hear that?
You did, Phil. You went Margaret. So what?
If I do that, I got Rod Gelfond pointing at my mouth going, you do bad. Forget it.
Okay, so here we have Robert, you, on this show, and you were upset
General Shaw, I think, wants to be heard here, that you didn't like the fact that General Shaw was getting more laughs.
Is that it? I was getting more laughs than you?
You are absolutely right, General. What I do is a business show. And that's what my focus is. Bob Green strides into town with a six-gun full of truth. Are you going to fire back at him with your bullets full of misinformation? Or will you accept the bullets from Bob's gun? Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, and that's...
And so you don't expect people to give you get laughs there, do you?
Other people to get laughs?
No, he's talking about... do you expect to get laughs there?
No, I don't expect to get laughs. I don't expect to get laughs at all, but then there you are getting laughs. See?
Yeah, and but that's what you said to me, Mr. Green. You said...
Whoa, Rod, I'm talking to the other guys here. Okay, so hold on for a minute. Okay? I let you have your say on Friday, and I wound up getting bent over and felt up.
Yeah, that's what... Sure, man. That's what happened.
Oh, my God. You're laughing at the idea of a man being sexually assaulted.
No, I'm not. I'm laughing at your absurd comparison to that. That's ridiculous. You wound up getting... What happened on the show on Friday was it was a perfectly good show, but you were the guy that was making an issue out of everything that was wrong with General Shaw. You were talking about all the things that I did wrong, all the things you wanted to change, and all the things you wanted Rod to do, and you wound up sounding like a jackass.
Oh, I wound up sounding like a jackass. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, what do you think I'm saying?
What do you think, Phil? Did I wind up sounding like a jackass?
I thought that you sounded petty.
I sounded petty? Oh, boy. All I've said to this gentleman, Mr. Gelfilt...
My name's Rod Gelfong. I told you a billion times.
All right, well, I'm sorry, okay? You're not the most memorable guy, but I guess I shouldn't say that because the audience is probably going to weigh in and say they got more laughs from you.
Is that the problem here, Bob, that Rod got more laughs, that General Shaw gets more laughs?
I'd say that the problem that I have with the Phil Henry Show in general is that when I come on to do a business show, I got General Shaw standing there with the figurative, of course, riding crop and boots. I don't know.
I mean, you're trying to make all this sound like a sexual sadism or something.
Yeah, why is this all coming down to a guy with a riding crop and boots? You're getting bent over and felt up. What is that?
See, you don't know this, Phil, but when you laugh or smile, when you talk, you can hear it. You go like this. You feel like a riding crop. That's what you sound like.
Yeah, but Mr. Green, I mean, I did the very best I could when I said to you, okay, when you told me to point at whatever's wrong.
I said, yeah, point at it. But I didn't expect you to right out of the gate.
Well, right out of the gate, it wasn't right out of the gate. You talked and talked and talked. About 3 minutes in, you were still talking. I thought you was talking too much. You told me, if for instance, you said, if I'm talking too much, point to your mouth.
Point to my mouth?
You wanted him to point at his own mouth. Isn't that right?
Who is that?
It's Phil Hendry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. Yes, I wanted to be, yes, okay.
All right, so what happened there, Bob, is that you got caught in a trap of your own making. You talk too much, the kid points at his mouth, and you get angry.
Oh, I got trapped in a... I spend a lot of money on your show, don't I, Phil?
You spend a fair amount, yeah.
I spend a lot of money, don't I, Phil?
You spend a fair amount. There's others that spend more.
Oh, my God. What, are you going to tell me Bell does?
Yeah, that's right. You got it. Ted Bell is on here like twice as much as you because he spends money for the airtime.
So let me ask something. If I spend as much money, so that's it, see? You guys don't like me using... I'm standing there on Friday, or whatever the show is that I did it with General Shaw, and I'm there. I'm a man, okay? A full-grown man, and there's Shaw with a riding crop, high heels.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about what I get put through when you're there.
Just because I get more laughs than you doesn't mean that I'm some kind of a dominatrix. You know something? I'm gonna take offense at this in a minute and go through this phone.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, here's the problem.
Hey, before this gets out of control, let me just say something.
Now, here's the problem, Phil. Every time I come on your program and I try to stand up for myself, I got a million guys that I got to argue with, and you don't do anything about it. You don't stand up for me.
I am standing up for you. I'm not General Shaw. You don't go through the phone on anybody. You know you can't keep me from doing that.
If he comes through the phone on me, that's assault and battery, and you're a co-conspirator, Mr. Henry. You're aiding and abetting it.
How's that?
He's using your phone, isn't he? He's coming through the phone line
There is no phone line, you fools. It's Wi-Fi. How do you go through a phone line now?
You want to watch me do it?
No.
Yeah, see, that's the... So I come on your program to try to straighten some things out. I immediately get threatened by this ape.
Ape, is it? I was on your show trying to help you out, and all you got is nothing but bad things to say about me. You bring on this kid, Rod Gelfong, who also points out how you're unprofessional and sloppy sounding, and you get pissed.
Okay, well, all right. Mr. Henry, I want you to know something. I'm going to be pulling my advertising.
Wait, hold on for just a minute.
I'm going to be pulling my advertising.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. Everybody be quiet for a second. Bob, this is unnecessary, okay?
Oh, so you're going to get down on your knees and beg me to stay, huh?
No, I'm not, but I'm going to talk to you like an adult, like a guy, just two guys talking, okay? Now, look, whatever problem you had with General Shaw, whatever problem you got now, I guess you don't like the fact that Rod came on here and...
What do you got him on there for? He's on there to make me look and sound like I'm the business end of a horse.
But what is that? Is that the head or the butt?
All right, go ahead, man.
The head or the butt? Hold on. Yeah? What do you want? I'm on the phone right now, okay? Get back to picking grapes, whatever you do.
Is that how you talk to your employees?
That's how I talk to the employees that are standing at the door eavesdropping, yes.
All right, Bob. Bob Green today is a valuable show. I want you on the air, okay? If you don't like General Shaw, you don't like Rod Gelfong, how about this? How about if I moderate the show, if I open the show and I host it?
Oh, Phil.
No, wait. What if I do that?
That's not bad.
Are you kidding, Phil? You've taken up your free time to do that kind of jive?
You know what? All the other caterwauling and all the catcalling and all the nickel seats aside, that's not a bad idea. That may actually, you know, give me the sense that someone cares about producing a decent product for the Bob Green Today Show.
All right. I promise you, the next time you're on, when's the schedule, bud?
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't even care.
Well, what about me? I'm sitting here... Oh, my God, you're talking about me like I'm not even here.
Hey, Rod, I like the job you did, but all of a sudden you're telling me everything that's wrong with me, going, pointing at your mouth, my fly's wide open. You started fanning the air, didn't you?
I did, because you had passed, you broke a gas wind.
I broke a gas wind?
What did he do? I'm sorry, you broke gas.
Okay, but...
Did you ask him if something was wrong?
Yes, I did.
And you told me if you had a tendency, because during the week you're vegan and you may break one off, to go ahead and fan the air.
Oh my God, he's talking about...
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Oh my God.
You know what?
Well, that explains a few things.
Oh, so that explains...
Can we quit getting sidetracked here? So I will come on and I will host the show with you. Is that fine?
Yes, that is fine. And,
do you want me to use the same signals, like you'd point at my mouth?
I would trust you more, Phil. Nothing against Rod or General Shaw, but you're a real broadcast professional.
Oh, he's a broadcast professional. Why?
Because he is. What do you mean, why?
So, you don't even give me the chance to point at my mouth or fan the air in front of me because you just cut one. I'm glad you like that. All right, Bob. So, is it a deal? I will be your... host and moderator. Hey, Bob.
All right, I'm sorry. Yes, that's a deal. And I'll continue my arrangement with the Phil Henry Show. But I got to tell you, Phil, you know, it's...
What if I get more laughs?
How could you get more laughs? If it's Bob Green today, you got to let me be the star.
Well, I will say, and in your defense, that's something that General Shaw did not allow. He did not allow you to be the star. General Shaw was sitting there getting his goofy lines off.
Hey, what do you want from me? Yeah, they bring me in to do this show. I'm just being myself.
Well, you're just the moderator, man. You're not the star of the show.
Well, somebody's got to be the star of the show.
Oh, there's another one that's funny. Someone's got to be the star of the show. You know, there's an old song by the Everly Brothers, General Shaw.
Yeah?
And it goes like this. I blessed the day I found you. These lyrics don't apply to you and me, but it leads up to the lyrics that do apply. I blessed the day I found you. I want to stay around you. Now and forever. Now here's the line that applies to us. Let it be me. See?
Yeah, I see. I wish I didn't have to wade through those other lines.
Well, me too, okay?
Maybe you could have thought of a better song.
Yeah, something like, I'm on fire, or I'm the one. That's it. How about Still the One? We've been together since way back when.
No, that'd make me vomit blood.
All right, let it be me. That should be the watchword for anybody that is going to be the moderator, the host of the Bob Green Today Show.
And if I spread the word and...
No, whoa, whoa. Phil, you're the guy. You said you will cover me, Bob Green.
Yes, I will. But in, so you don't think... what if I'm sick and I can't do the show?
If you're sick and can't do the show, then we don't do the show. Okay? That solves that problem. See? Everybody square? Everybody straight on that one? You? How about you, Rod?
I don't care. I'm not doing your show anymore. I don't care.
Yeah, you tell him, kid.
Oh, you don't care? And I treated with your respect, and you sat there going, and pointing at the fly.
Because it was wide open. The fly was wide open. I even thought I saw a ball bag.
What an asshole, man.
All right, Bob, just conclude this. Bob Green today remains on the Phil Henry Show website, and we're happy to be the hosts of that show, and we will see you next time it comes up on the schedule. I will be moderating.
Yeah, that's all right for now, okay? But I do expect some apologies here for the crack about the ball bag, for the crack about... You know, waving the hand because of the gas.
You said to tell... You told a kid to wave his hand because you broke wind.
Because I'm vegan during the week. Vegan during the week. Do you understand? Not always. Just during the week.
All right. And that's when you busted ass and it's...
Thanks a lot. I came out here hoping that I could solve some problems, and you people have just made it worse.
No, you have.
How'd I make it worse?
But the whole... Never mind. Vegan during the week.
You know, Phil, I was going to say you ought to try it, but if you do try it, that means there's less of a chance you'll have colon cancer. And I kind of like the idea of you having colon cancer right about now. I'm Bob Green. Thanks so very deeply for joining me. Hello? Hello?
Boy, that guy's a mess.
Well, Bob is what he is. He's a... I can tell you, Mr. Henry, I thought Mr. Green was exacting, and he was idiosyncratic, you know.
What does that mean?
It means he's weird.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of like that. But he wasn't necessarily a bad guy, but I could tell, you know, his ego got...
All right, Rod, thank you for coming in here and talking with us about this.
Yes, Rod, thank you very much, and for being on the Phil Henry Show. We've got a wonderful pair of sheath underwear for you.
Yeah, sheath underwear, Rod. You can put it in the pouch.
Thank you. Seriously?
No.
No, not really. We don't have... We wanted to get a plug-in for Sheath.
Well, I mean, it sounds like something I want to buy.
Well, you can buy it, son. You can buy it online. Yeah, go to sheathunderwear.com. Anyway, thanks a lot, brother. Good to talk to you.
Am I leaving now?
Yeah, here, I'll just show you the way out. Here's the door, and then there's the other door where your car is.
Okay, see you later.
See you later, buddy.
Well, you could be a little more polite to the boy, Phil.
What do you want from me?
Showing him all the way out to his car.
Bud, give him a Coca-Cola or something, man. Don't...
Oh, okay. Hey, you want to have a Coke?
Man, don't mind if I do.
Okay.
We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Ted Bell is reopening, or not reopening, Ted Bell is opening back up. The order is,
Robert, you have it.
Governor Newsom is now allowing, the state of California is now allowing the COVID restrictions to relax, and they're allowing a limited seating in restaurants. Ted Bell's opening up his patio.
Ted is opening up the patio where he has the fire pit, so we'll talk to Ted Bell coming up. World famous Phil Henry Show. Wait a minute, where's Rod?
That's his car.
He's announcing the damn...
Oh, Rod!
What?
Come on back, get to announce the thing.
Oh, shit.
Well, Phil... Here's the copyright.
Oh, thanks. The world famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by
Toad's Porch Furniture. This summer, don't just sit on it, sit on a toadstool. Get it? Ha 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 ha. Toadstools for your billiard table or your bar. This summer, sit on a toadstool. And the Toadfa, a comfortable sofa from Toad. Toad, the makers of great patio furniture and more. Toad Furniture, 15 East Toad Street in Toadtown. We're only kidding. It's in Los Angeles someplace.
Bravo Seltzer. Splash it in a drink. You'll be in the pink. With Bravo Seltzer.
Bravo Seltzer sparkles up any cocktail. And it's tasty with a soft drink, too. Bravo Seltzer. They'll say, Bravo! Bravo Seltzer.
Bravo Seltzer. It melts her.
Bravo Seltzer. It melts her. Huh? How about that?
Blows.
Bravo Seltzer, Buckboy Bottle and Company, Jacksonville, Florida.
Welcome back now to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Phil Henry. Thank you, Robert, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have on the line with us the inimitable, the great one, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, because guess what? They're reopening the patio.
Ted's,
yeah.
Of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
You got Ted?
Yeah,
Smell. Oh,
go ahead, Ted.
Thanks, everybody. This is Ted.
Ted Belt of Ted in Beverly Hills, and we are reopening the patio. We are looking forward to having you guys coming in tonight. Ted in Beverly Hills, hold on.
Where are you, Ted?
Hold on. I'm out on the street right now. Can you back? Just close the door. I apologize, Phil. I've got a million things going on here. We are welcoming people back into Ted's in Beverly Hills. The patio is open for dinner, for dining. I guess that's the same thing, dinner and dining.
And cocktails.
And cocktails, yeah.
And Frank should be over there. Frank is very excited, Ted.
Frank Ray is here. I'm going to mosey over and... Hey, I'm so nervous, Phil. The fact that we're out on our patio, and it's a beautiful evening, and we've got the fire pit open, and the rain has stopped, and Frank Gray, Margaret Gray's husband here. Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great. It's going to turn the car alarms on.
Well, we're outside.
We are outside. Are we on the air right now?
We are, yeah.
Oh, hey, Margaret and Phil.
Frank, how are you?
Yeah, doing. And everybody, we're doing wonderful, and I've got a cocktail. I'm trying that proper 12 that Conor McGregor was talking about on the TV. She looked like she was enjoying it. And you know Conor McGregor is, Phil?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So she's a hell of a fighter, and she was enjoying the... So I'm going to try that.
And we stock all the great cocktails. You're going to have some dinner, right?
I'm going to have a steak. And, Margaret, I don't think you can make it, can you?
I can. I'm all the way over at the studio here. No.
Well, I'll have a... Yeah, give me another one of this. Hey, you. Come here.
I'm Ted Bell.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ted. From the back, you look like one of the Mexicans.
What do you mean, one of the Mexicans?
I'm sorry.
Okay, Frank, listen, it's Phil. So, how's the patio, man? Is it nice and warm?
Oh, the fire pit's lit. I'm the only one out here, right?
Okay, thanks very much, Frank. And so Frank Gray is one of the customers we have tonight.
So how's the business?
Right now, I'm going to go out here to the front. Candace is here. Jeff is here. Rudy. Let me go over here. Rudy.
Hey, everybody. It's Rudy Canosa. And come into the prime rib room. We're making the cocktails for you. And we've got the finger foods and some. Also, this weekend, we have the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Rudy, for reminding me. We have the Super Bowl, Phil, and we'll have our miniature chickens. That's right. You know, we had a kind of, for a while there, we suspended our miniature chicken service because we thought the miniature chicken, you know, I don't know if we could get the chicks, but the miniature chick is back.
Did you have a supply problem with that?
We did, yeah. It was difficult to get the, I had them back ordered, the min chick, but, you know, it's a novelty item because it costs $15 for a whole min chick. And they're only about the size of, like, a chiclet or something, you know, and you just pop it in, it's whack, you know. Go ahead.
Okay, so come into the prime rib room. We have the miniature chicken. We are even bringing back poutine.
Right, we're bringing back the poutine for this weekend only.
And all the other great finger foods and bar foods that you like and all the cocktails here at Ted's of Beverly Hills serving on the patio. So that you come into the prime rib room, you can order in the prime rib room, you can stand in the prime rib room, but then you have to get out and go in the patio.
Now, you're going to have a big screen TV out on the patio?
Also the poutine, too.
I plug the poutine.
Okay. And, Phil, I'll tell you, it's going to be great.
Are you going to have the big screen TV?
The what?
The big screen TV.
In the prime rib room, yes.
What about on the patio?
What about, what does, want to know, is there going to be, we'll get the,
oh, we did. Well, yeah, I forgot.
We'll get the big screen TV on the patio, Phil.
Okay, great. I mean, that's since you guys are only serving on the patio.
Yeah, we're only serving on the patio, so we got to have the TV out of the patio. It's not my job. I love this guy. You know,
Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Frank Gray is there already supping,
and Ted, it's Margaret. Tell the audience about what the great steaks that you have.
I'll tell you something. We've got steak at Ted's of Beverly Hills, as tender as a mother's heart. The Kansas City Porterhouse. We got the Kansas City Chop. We got the Big Chop, the New York Sirloin, the New York Delmonico, which, of course, is Margaret's son is named after. Is your son named after the steak, or is it?
No, my son is named, for the 18th time, named after the Delmonico Hotel.
Okay, I didn't know. Wow. All right, so Jason J. Delmonico is named after the hotel. Is it even still there? Is it, you know,
Hold on.
Actually.
Wait, Margaret, it's Frank. The Delmonico Hotel's a flea bag. It's a flop house. And
no, Frank, it doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, the last time I was in it, it was a flop. I saw all manner of act. Go ahead. You talk about what we named our son after.
That's what the man was saying, yes.
All right, well, okay. Okay, so the Delmonico Steak, as I was saying, the Delmonico Steak was named after the Delmonico restaurant in New York. We also have great, big, thick, juicy prime rib. Is that right, Rudy? All day roasted for your enjoyment. And on Sunday, on Super Bowl Sunday, the prime rib will be cooked all day, okay? And by the way, that doesn't mean we cook it all day until it's black and inedible. Inedible. What's wrong with you? It's a tough word. It doesn't mean we cook it until it's a piece of ash.
No, I understand. It's an all-day roasted thing. That's delicious. I've had the prime rib.
Robert, you were here with your aunt, with Mavis. They had the prime rib. They said we knocked it out of the park. Those were Robert's words. Knocked it clean out of the park.
That's right.
Well, that's a great endorsement, Dan.
You were over there when?
With my aunt, man.
God, thanks for inviting me.
Hey, bud, here's an idea. Why don't you just get on your bike or your car, whatever, and go over there and sit down.
Now, there's an idea, son. Go over, sit down, and order some dinner.
Well, what is that supposed to... This is a plug for my restaurant, Phil.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, okay.
Oh, my God, he wants freebies. All right, come over. I'll give you a free...
I know. You know, Patsy and I are beasts. We'd like to come over and have dinner at Ted's.
We will put on the dog for you, General. You won't believe it. We will.
What does that mean, put on a dog?
We will put on. It means we'll make a big deal out of it.
You're not going to put on a dog. You're not going to kid a dog into thinking he's a cat.
Isn't he cute? But I'd like to bring you on as a special. You know, like juggle or something, or tell jokes from table to table.
All right, so the Shaws will be there on, what's the day again?
February the 12th.
February the 12th, okay. Can't wait, sounds like it's going to be fantastic.
All right, right now, you're trying to get business in there.
We got, you know.
How many people are in now?
We got enough, you know.
Well, Frank, is Frank there?
Frank, give me the phone, Ted. I'm the only one in here right now, okay, because...
You got a pillar that for?
I'm the only one in here. Because I said, Ted, get out on the street and start waving business in. You got to get out. She won't go and do the hard work.
Well, I think that Ted knows what he's doing.
Damn right I know what I'm doing, okay? So I'm just going to... All right. But you got to get out on the street. All right, I'm making my way to the front door. Yeah, come on in. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Shit. Come on in.
Ted, it might take a while for people to get used to the idea that...
That what?
That the restaurants are back open, and everybody, if you're listening, if you're in Los Angeles, you hear the sound of my voice, go over to Ted's of Beverly Hills, hit the patio. It's wide open, huh?
No, it's not wide. We have business out there.
Bullshit.
Thank you very much, Phil. This is the biggest mistake of my life. Coming on your...
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I mean, look, the guy is... It's going to happen, man. I don't know how much print advertising he is doing or what. I haven't heard him say anything. This is the first time I've heard him say anything, man. You ought to come on the show more often, Ted. In fact, buy some ad time. Ted's of Beverly Hills is now serving on the patio. California has lifted its COVID restrictions at least that much, so there is outdoor dining. A lot of restaurants out there that you can take advantage of. If you're double masking or, you know, wear your mask. Don't be a jackass, okay? That's...
Right.
That's words to live by. Don't be a jackass.
God, man, you go, Dad.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
All right, knock it off.
Thank you. Oh, it's great to be back.
While down on the South Sea Island.
The world famous Phil Henry. Are you kidding me with this?
This is a great song.
The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved.
What's wrong, Margaret?
I'm just thrown by this. The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast One.
You know your stuff.